Glad you could spend some time with us. Welcome into Thursday. As former President Trump's New York hush money trial continues, he and President Biden are grappling over how to deal with an enthusiasm gap, especially among independent voters for their 2024 runs before November. Here's Naomi Lim, White House reporter at the Washington Examiner. Naomi, explain the enthusiasm problem.
So I think what we're seeing, obviously, these trials that the former president is going to participate this year, potentially next year, potentially years after that, I think there's a general understanding that that will help his base, his most ardent supporters that are with him no matter what, that sort of really rally around him as somebody that's being, you know, persecuted and prosecuted by what he says is Joe Biden, President Joe Biden's administration. President Joe Biden, on the other hand, could potentially, this is a little bit more fuzzy, could potentially be helped by these trials because it kind of paints this contrast that he really needs before the election to make sure that this is sort of a referendum on the pair of them as opposed to just on his administration and the 4 years that he's had in office. What I'm sort of curious about is whether, you know, we have an electorate that is quite tired and exhausted of, you know, the rigmarole of the Trump administration, and now sort of with a current administration that's sort of struggling with some parts of the economy after the pandemic, and whether this sort of exhausts, you know, the electorate and voters that are not very enthused about the prospect of this rematch between Trump and between Biden.
Yeah. All right. So do we know how voters feel about the trial in terms of their interest in it?
Well, there's a lot of like sort of mixed polling out there about whether, you know, people will change their mind in terms of a conviction, because as we've gone through this process, we've asked voters questions about whether, you know, an investigation will change their mind about Trump, whether convictions will, or whether indictments will change their mind about Trump. And now we're sort of at that prospect of a conviction. What I thought was really interesting is, regardless of how people vote, depending on the outcome of these trials, just the fact that a lot of independents, particularly independent women, according to a recent Suffolk University in USA Today poll, you know, suggests that they're not going to tune in at all, which sort of, you know, sort of really leans into what we were discussing earlier about this idea of just a very exhausted voting population out there.
We're speaking with Naomi Lim, White House reporter at the Washington Examiner. The story is called Trump and Biden Seek an Edge Among Independents as Trump's New York Trial Starts. How's the White House and or the Biden reelection campaign going to use this in terms of what's going on with Trump's trial?
It's actually been really interesting because at the very start, they were very tentative about weighing in. You know, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre would sort of say, you know, look, we know that this is an investigation, particularly the federal ones. They've been very mindful not to comment on it. And there was, in fact, sort of memos circulated among Democrats and talking points in terms of trying to really distance themselves and not celebrate, you know, politically celebrate these indictments. But what we're seeing is sort of, you know, a little bit more pointed rhetoric coming out, or more sort of niggly rhetoric coming out of the campaign. For example, one of their spokesmen sort of made fun of some reports that were seeing. Obviously, cameras are not allowed in the room, but reporters are, and there was sort of anecdotes of Trump falling asleep, and we saw the Biden campaign really latch onto that, particularly because they're trying to counter attacks about Trump's age. And so you're sort of seeing a slow creep towards being more aggressive on it, and I wonder whether, as the election gears up and, you know, push comes to shove, whether they'll get even more aggressive on it.
Finish up, if you would, with the comments from an analyst in your story who talked about other politicians would be in trouble here, but not necessarily Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is something that we've seen since the Access Hollywood tapes, which is sort of coming a reemergence just given the nitty-gritty of this New York trial. And I think, you know, we talk about Teflon Don and how these things don't stick. And, you know, while he may be convicted, you know, politically speaking, there may not be repercussions for him, or in fact, he might benefit from it.
Thanks, Naomi. Naomi Lim, White House reporter at the Washington Examiner.